Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy. Got a chance for some afternoon rain. That could be changing over to sleet and or snow later on tonight. We'll have a high today around the mid-30s. Kenosha, 25 degrees at this hour. It's 24 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 24, and Racine is also at 24 degrees. We Energies had nearly 2,000 homes without power in Pleasant Prairie yesterday afternoon. It may have been because of the wind, though the official cause has not been determined at this point. Wind-related problems were pretty much all over southeast Wisconsin, with trees and tree limbs coming down. Saw a bunch of garbage bags maybe rolling around streets as well. The wind factoring into a retaining wall that came down near the trash cans to the Texas Roadhouse restaurant at Highway 11 near Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant. Some of the bricks there are thrown into the nearby parking lot. No vehicles damaged. Nobody got hurt. There was a car crash, not the wind to be blamed, for causing a power outage in parts of Oak Creek in Caledonia. Near 5th and Avenue and Ryan Road in Oak Creek is where the power lines came down. A vehicle hit a utility pole. About 2,000 customers affected by that power loss as well. As for the winds, well, they were pretty intense yesterday. Last night as well, they've pretty much died down this morning. And next for southeast Wisconsin, it's going to be the standard wintry mix of precipitation, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams.
We do expect today the temperature to inch up and get just above freezing, so it probably starts out as some rain. But then colder air comes back in from the north and probably changes it over to freezing rain, sleet, and snow. And that's the problem for this evening.
Abrams says that lingering precipitation into Thursday will end by morning. Then it's going to be dry through Friday. But bad news is highs are only going to be the mid-20s tomorrow and maybe 20 on Friday. In Kenosha, a contractor hit a 2-inch gas main yesterday, forcing officials of the fire department to block off 36th Avenue near 24th Street as repair crews tried to cap that leak. It was reported with the broken main hissing and a strong smell of gas in the area. Some folks were not there. Others were. They were given shelter locally. A few school kids were kept on their bus until the all-clear was given. The Racine County Board has adopted a resolution to let the county go after grants for work connected with bringing the Horlick Dam in the Root River onto compliance with DNR regulations. The Department of Public Works Director in City Development or Community Development is Julie Anderson. She talked to the supervisors last night about this, said they're only authorizing the application process. There's some of those do have a deadline, though, of Friday, so they got to get moving on this.
There's no fiscal note attached to this because we don't have an account established because we don't know if we're going to get any grant money. So if we do get any grants, we will bring those through back through Finance Committee for acceptance and through the proper procedures and with the fiscal notes.
The county's going to be after grants from a number of sources, according to Anderson. The county ordered by the DNR to remove, repair, or modify the dam to increase the amount of water flowing downriver through the spillway. Fire last night breaks out in a roasting machine at the Nestle plant on South Pine Street in Burlington. That was just before 9 o'clock. Quite a bit of smoke created. The incident commander called for a mutual aid box alarm response that brought in fire departments from a number of differing communities. Blaze was brought under control just before 10 o'clock. In Racine, firefighters called out before 7:30 last night. A garage was on fire at 2413 Bates Street. News release says the occupants there called 911 after hearing a loud bang and then discovering flames coming from the garage. Crews kept it from reaching the nearby home. Cause of the fire under investigation. Kenosha police now indicate a woman found dead in an alley for the 1300 block of 31st Street died from a drug overdose, but her death a year ago occurring somewhere else.
A news release identifies 34-year-old resident Rhea Gatone. She consumed heroin and died at an undisclosed city residence. Police indicate the victim's body was moved from the overdose site and left in the alley where officers found it July 16th of last year. Facing a felony charge of hiding a corpse along with obstructing is 62-year-old Kenosha resident Thomas Rutchick.
The Executive Committee of the Racine Common Council scheduled to meet at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall on a pair of development projects, including one that publicly has gone dormant, seemingly for now. The mayor, city development director, and others connected with the Machinery Row project, as well as a development proposed for 615 Marquette Street, will be talking behind closed doors. The committee is not going to be holding an open session afterward, according to the agenda. Native American artifacts may be buried at the site of Racine's West 6th Street Bridge and will have some kind of an impact regarding the planning process to replace that historic structure going forward, beginning with the need for an amended current design contract. City engineer John Rooney telling the Public Works Committee the cost to just set up a required process for looking around the site and a plan for recovery a little more than $29,000. A much bigger cost, he said, would be the actual excavation of any artifacts that might be there.
If we wind up getting into a situation like this, I think it'd be prudent to talk to our state senator and state representative Mason, whose district this bridge is in, and something this unusual and unique occurs, I don't think the city should be on the hook for having to pay for something like this 100% locally. I mean, the data recovery for an archaeological dig, and I talked to the consultant, they've seen them occur. Some have been $200,000+.
Rooney explaining that if the decision were made to not look for the artifacts due to the cost, it would mean no bridge replacement, eventually closing the bridge years down the road, affecting a lot of people and travel patterns. The agenda for the January 16th meeting of the Racine County Economic and Land Use Development Committee includes a public hearing on the petition for a conditional use permit by the priest of the Sacred Heart to create housing and a chapel for priests-to-be at 8409 Three Mile Road in the town of Raymond. It's an existing two-story home with both general farming and residential zoning, created by famed architect John McDonald. The meeting will be at 6 p.m. on the 16th in the auditorium of the Isgrove Office Complex in Sturtevant. The priests of the Sacred Heart request a listing for the public hearing. Third Habitat for Humanity home going to be built in Mount Pleasant, this one on Racine Street, not far from the other two on Mead Street near the village's COP house. Interim Administrator Tim Zarzecki telling the Board of Trustees this week that a house on the lot at 2109 Racine Street was taken back by the county for nearly $28,000 in back taxes and assessments, then donated to the village and raised last year.
The County Executive's Office reviewed the matter and brought the matter before the Finance Committee of the County Board on December 14th. The matter was discussed and a decision was made to donate the property at no cost to the village of Mount Pleasant at the suggestion and urging of the County Executive's Office.
S.C. Johnson's donated $100,000 to Habitat for Humanity for the construction of the new home on Racine Street. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee in the City of Racine is scheduled to hold a due process hearing at 5:30 p.m. on January 24th in City Hall Council Chambers. It's on the possible liquor license revocation for the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor.
Public Safety and Licensing Committee select a jury. There is an attorney that is going to represent the city, and then I'm assuming that the agent or owner licensee of the Sunshine will have their legal representative.
That is City Clerk Janice Johnson Martin. The store's license on the line after neighbor complaints about the business and police operations, which have included several citations. Was talk of perhaps changing the date and or start time for the due process hearing because it is scheduled at the same time as the funeral visitation for one-time police chief Richard Paulzine at St. Lucie's Church on the south side. It was not changed, however. And it's not the first time that nobody has filed a run for an aldermanic position in the city of Burlington, but the latest involving the 1st District does have folks talking again. Incumbent John Ekus deciding against re-election quite some time ago. Nobody submitted any paperwork, though, to run for the office by last week's filing deadline. Ironically, same problems cropped up in that same district in recent years. Attention to the problem may get one or more write-in candidates, but they'll have to officially register with the city clerk's office before the end of March. So what happens if nobody runs for the position? And it would probably be up to the rest of the council to decide. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. That's where we keep our local newscasts throughout the day. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.